Anyway, as we said, I'm going to stay in the animal world with my first story about serial killer sharks. Scientists have shed light on how those iconic ocean predators, the great white sharks, go about catching their prey. And it turns out that they have something in common with human serial killers as well. And it turns out that they actually lurk around in spots that don't necessarily guarantee them the best chance of encountering a seal, which is their favourite food, but they also try and minimise the chances that the seals will spot them before they launch an attack. And they also take into account where other sharks are as well.
How on earth do you study all of that? You need to know, surely, where all the seals are, where all the sharks are, and it's all underwater, so it's not like you can just watch from above.
Well, actually, you can. I mean, this study, which was led by Neil Hammerschlag, a PhD student from the University of Miami in the US, and they took advantage of the way that great white sharks, in particular in False Bay in South Africa, attack their favourite food, the Cape seals. And what they do is they target young solitary seals who are at the surface of the water, and at low light levels, so in the morning, perhaps, and in the evening, they lurk around on the sea floor and they stalk up on an individual seal before ambushing it with a sudden vertical rush that propels both the shark and the seal sometimes out of the water. You might have seen that on some TV documentaries. It's quite extraordinary. They can actually leave the water completely because it's such a big burst of energy.
It's one of those photos and one of those shots that every wildlife photographer that works on the seas must want.
Absolutely, indeed, yes. And you might say, well, that's a bit of a strange way to attack. It's a lot of energy required in that. But it's the best strategy for sneaking up and delivering a single fatal bite to those seals.
So what, they just watched for these particular attacks just by staying on the surface, and then so what does it tell us something if you know where they took place?
That's right, indeed. They saw 340 shark attacks from just boats on the surface, and then they mapped those out with GPS units, so they knew exactly where they were. And then they analysed the data rather cleverly. They teamed up with a criminal justice expert called Kim Rosmo, and they used a set of computer software that's been developed to study geographic patterns in human crimes, and that includes terrorist attacks and serial killers. And it's a process called geographic profiling. And by looking at where particular crimes, a series of crimes takes place, say murders or arson, terrible things like that, the software actually narrows down anchor points, which are possibly where this criminal lives, maybe where they work, but it tends to really pinpoint where they're actually having that activity. So Hammerschlag and his colleagues put the same shark data into this software that's hunting out human criminals as well.
But I guess the real question here is, do sharks behave in the same way that human serial killers do?
Well, actually, they kind of do. We talk about these anchor points, and it's the bigger, older sharks that seem to have these particular areas that they hang out in. And they, in fact, are the best places to be to attack the seals. It's about 100 metres away from where the seals congregate. So they don't hang out right where the seals are, because they'd scare them away, and that'd be no good at all. But they sort of lurk around the edges and then pick off individual seals that will stray away from the main group. And the interesting thing is, when they looked at the differences between smaller and larger sharks, it's the smaller, younger ones that actually they hunt over a much wider area, and they don't get to use these really good spots, these good anchor points that the big sharks use. And that really hints that as they gain experience, as they get older, the sharks learn how to refine their search patterns, and also they're probably more aggressive and they can keep out the little ones from those best hunting spots. So it's really kind of helping us to unveil some of the mystery behind these incredible predators and just how they go about catching their prey. And perhaps it helps us understand a little bit more about where we shouldn't hang out. I mean, where we shouldn't go surfing and swimming, anywhere near those anchor points, I think, where those great white sharks tend to hang out.
It's worrying to think of sharks as honing their killing abilities like that.